Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Helen, the one and only heritage lady. You want to look at your genealogy? You want to find out where your family comes from? Why not? You never know where things have come from. So, first thing you got to do is email her, heritagelady@gmail.com. Fairly easy, heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know OTR Western sent you. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Home, all right.
Waiting up to here, I guess.
I was kindly hoping she wouldn't be.
Putting it off wouldn't help any.
It's a bad business, so any way you look at it.
It's not all right. Let's leave the horses here.
All right. Jim Morney got himself a good piece of land out here. Put in a lot of hard work on it, too.
Yeah.
That's you, Jim?
No, ma'am. I'm afraid it's not, ma'am.
Marshal, you found him?
Yes, I'm long about dark.
Come in, Marshal. Chester.
Thank you.
Been out since early this morning, Marshal. Might be you'd relish some coffee.
Oh, thanks, ma'am, but we got to ride on in the Dodge.
First thing Jim always wants when he's been out in the weather all day is a good hot cup of coffee. Won't hardly say two words before he gets it. He was dead, I reckon.
Yes, sir.
I knowed he wasn't just hurt or he'd have got back home one way or another. Jim was like that. For 3 days and nights, my mouth kept saying he's alive someplace. But my inside's no different. I knowed right along he was dead. Jim and me were that close.
I'm sorry, Miss Porter.
Where was he, Marshal?
About 3 miles north of here in a little gully that branches off a big wash. He was most likely riding the gullies for antelope, and his horse threw him. Well, the way I figured, his foot hung in the stirrup. He got dragged.
See?
We came out of the horse right after noon. After that, we knew what to look for. I figured he died real fast, Miss Morney.
I'm glad for that.
Doc figured the same thing.
Been lightning all evening way off there in the west. Spring rain's about due, I reckon.
Yes, sir. It's building up to him.
He laying out there in the night somewhere, Marshal?
A doc took him into Dodge, ma'am. We had a buckboard brought. Doc's sending a woman up from town to stay with you for a while.
That won't be needed. I think I'm hard. Lord knows I got a hurt growing inside of me by the minute. But I'll learn to make room for it. Live with it.
Well, ma'am,
I've always been strong, Jim and me. Earth folks, he called it. With our feet in the ground like roots, drawing strength out of the land. Marshal, Jim didn't die by no accident. He was done for in cold blood.
What do you mean by that?
Neighbor fellow over there west covets our land, Burl Albin. Reckon he covets me too, the way he acted. Took to calling me Harriet a while back instead of Mrs. Morney. Jim took his fist to him over that.
But Jim was dragged and then kicked to death by his horse, Miss Morton.
I know different, Marshal. Jim and me was that close. The Lord ought to strike Burl Alton with lightning for what he'd done. Or maybe he will, if I help some.
What are you going to do?
I don't rightly know, Marshal. Not before I think on it. I've got to lay down and think and listen, a long time, maybe. And finally, I'll know. Jim and me was that close.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Matt, have you gone clean out of your mind?
I'd hate to think so, Doc.
Well, that's the biggest piece of poppycock I ever heard of.
It sounds different, though, when you hear her say it.
I don't care who says it. Matt, you saw Jim Morney's body, same as I did. And all the marks on it. What did it look like to you?
Like he'd been dragged and his horse had kicked into death.
And that's exactly what happened to him.
Did you go over the body again like I asked you to this morning?
Oh, man, I've done nothing else all day but to go over it. Only I sure figured you must have some better reason for asking than just the wild ravings of a widow that's half out of her mind with grief.
Harriet Morney's not the kind to go out of her mind or even half out of it, Doug.
About that. Those strong ones fool you sometimes, Matt. They break up inside instead of on the surface.
Yeah, maybe.
Not that Burl Albin isn't capable of murder, in my opinion. He's sneaky at a catamount. But confound it, Matt, he sure couldn't teach a man's horse to throw him and then to kick him to death.
No, I guess not.
Guess not. By golly, you're still half convinced.
No, but she's so sure, Doc. It's not just a matter of suspicion. She knows. The way she says it, it gets you to wondering if maybe she could be right, that's all.
Maybe Burl Albin has had his eye on the Morney farm, but so have a lot of other people, more than likely. It's mighty good land.
Yeah.
And then, too, last fall, Albin got out of line with Mrs. Morney, and Jim had to knock some sense into it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
But it doesn't change the fact that Jim Morney was kicked to death by his horse. It's plain fact against a widow woman's family.
All right, Doc. All right. I won't argue with you.
Well, that's good. That's good. And get a good night's sleep and forget it.
I said I wouldn't argue with you about it. I didn't say I'd forget it.
Funny thing, Mr. Dillon, only time the old long grand seems cozy like when it's raining outside.
I guess about any place that seems cozy like tonight, Chester.
Yes, sir, people just like chickens, ain't they? Comes up a shower and they go scooting underneath the house, shaking their tail feathers.
Yeah. Funny, I haven't seemed to have scooted in here. Sam and Kitty will make more out of this rain than the farmers will.
Yeah, if he stands to make
What is it, Mr. Dillon?
Burl Albin standing up there at the fire. I've been wanting to talk to him.
What about?
Jim Morney's death.
No, I thought you forgot all about that. It's been 2 weeks now.
Talking won't do any harm, Chester. I'll be back in a minute.
Just because the dog often gets crazy.
Matt,
I've been so busy, I didn't even know you were here.
I just came in a minute ago. How are you, Kitty?
Oh, I haven't had time to stop and find out. There hasn't been such a mob in here since the Santa Fe finished building the railroad.
Good business, though.
Yeah?
I got to see a fellow over there at the bar, Kitty, and we'll have a drink.
Oh, sure, Matt. I'll join you later.
All right. Evening, Burl.
Oh, Marshal. Well, let me buy you a drink.
I already got one, thanks. How are things going?
Oh, no complaints, Marshal.
This rain ought to do you some good, huh?
Some. Coming a mite early, though.
I understand that you've been trying to buy up the Morney place, Burl.
I made a fair offer. Didn't get nowhere, though. Dang fool woman thinks she can run that farm alone. She's got another thinking coming.
She thinks that's what you were counting on, maybe.
About Morney getting killed.
Yeah.
I know what she thinks, all right. What she's been saying.
You didn't get along very well with her husband, did you, Burl?
I didn't get along with him at all. But the fact remains, Marshal. He was thrown, dragged, kicked to death by his own horse.
Yeah. And Ms. Morney doesn't put much stock in facts.
They're going to have to take that woman away one of these days.
Miss Dillon, could I see Mr. alone?
Excuse me.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Now, what is it, Chester?
Well, the hopping boy is rode in, Mr. Dillon. Miss Morney sent him.
What for?
She wants you to come out there tonight, right away.
What?
She told the Hawkins boy to say she's found out how to make the lightning strike.
All right, then we'll go right away.
I declare if I was anywhere, I'd just plain start to melt and run.
You're never satisfied, Chester. 2 months from now, it'll be the dust.
Well, there's a week in between the holes. It'll be nice.
I'll watch for it.
She really has lost her mind.
I don't know, Chester.
Come in.
All right. Evening, Miss Morning.
Marshal, Chester.
Sorry, ma'am.
Pull up chairs and sit. Both of you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mighty sorry to have to bring you out in this, but when happenings choose their own times, the body can't alter them.
Well, it wasn't a bad ride, man. The storm's let up a lot.
My, didn't it rain this afternoon, though?
Yeah, it was a real cloudburst for a while.
Come down in buckets out here. The big wash out there was running bank full for an hour was up.
Yeah, it was quite a rain.
Stumps and tree limbs, brush, I don't know what all come washing down. Kept snagging up and jamming there back of the corral. I had to go traipsing out every 20 minutes and work it loose so the water wouldn't back up and flood the barn.
It's a lot of work for a woman running a place like this alone.
For some women, maybe. But I'm strong, like I told you. One of the earth folks.
There's still a limit.
Marshal, I was made to go out there to that wash today. That's why the storm was and the branches snagging up.
I don't understand.
Well, Jim was Earth folks, too. 10 days ago, I give him back to the Earth. After the ceremony that day, I stood up there on Boot Hill and I talked to Jim. I asked for him and the Earth to get together to give me a sign, to let me know what to do. Well, today it happened.
This morning, the Hawkins boy said something about lightning striking.
It ain't struck yet, Marshal. But it's ready to. I want to show you something I pulled out of that driftwood in the wash this afternoon. I reckon it was buried, shallow-like, up on one of the gullies. Or maybe just throwed into a thicket and left. Anyhow, the rain fetched it down to me.
It's just an old limb off a mulberry tree.
That's not a limb. That's a club.
Look at the other end of it, Chester.
My gracious sake.
Yeah.
I figure he might have roped Jim off his horse, or maybe he caught him on foot. Anyway, it looks like that's what he used.
So he beat him to death with a club. With a horseshoe nailed on the end of it. Come on in, Chester. Shut the door.
He's coming, Mr. Dillon, right down the street, sir.
Yeah, I know. I saw him from the window.
I can't figure what he's been doing. He rode into town a half hour ago.
Having a couple of drinks, I guess. He doesn't know why I sent for him, and he's worried.
You gonna leave that club laying right there on the table in plain sight?
Yeah. Pull the chairs up around the table, will you?
All right. Of course, to me, if he sees that club, gets him in to think, he'll figure out some lie.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm betting the other way. All right, sit down over there, Chester. And don't say anything. And don't pay any attention to that club, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, morning, Marshal.
Oh, come on in, bro.
Yeah. Well, we sure did have ourselves a fine rain yesterday.
Yeah. Sit down, bro.
Sit down?
Yeah. Sit down.
Well, yes, sure.
What were you saying about the rain?
Huh? The rain? Oh, well, just, it's a fine rain, so. What'd you want to see me about, Doc?
You know, bro.
Chester didn't say nothing except you wanted to see me.
Well, that's not so much to see as hear you, I guess.
Hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hear me what?
Hear you tell me how you killed Jim Morning.
Oh, Christ.
How you beat him to death with a club and made it look like he was thrown and kicked by his horse.
It's a lie. That woman is lying on me.
This club lying on you too, bro.
That ain't the club. I took the shoe off after.
After you'd used it. Maybe you just thought you did, Burl. You dreamed that a murderer is not always in his right mind.
No, you ain't gonna do this to me.
You're under arrest for murder.
No, I'll kill you.
Don't be a fool. Don't try it, Burl.
Robert, you don't.
He was a fool, Chester. No jury would have convicted him on that kind of evidence.
Seems to me he was kind of a fool not to have done like he claimed. Ripped that horseshoe off the club after he used it.
He wasn't just claiming, he did rip it off.
But there it is, right there on the table.
Sure, the club Ms. Morney made.
Ms. Morney?
We're just stretching chance too far, Chester, to figure that thing would turn up right at our doorstep. She's not a very good liar either, not if you watch her eyes.
But why would she do a thing like that?
She was hoping for just what happened. That Burl would be thrown off balance enough to give himself away.
But how could she know that's how he done it?
A woman's intuition, or some pretty good guesswork. Or maybe the earth told her, Chester.
The earth?
Better go find Doc and get him over here. He's going to have to make out a coroner's report.
Directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. George Walsh speaking. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke.
welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.